Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
TheCustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. Buckle your seatbelts, folks. Pull them tight. Ellen is in the building, so to speak. She is the author of Where Did the Money Go? Also, the Bare Bones Biz Plan and the Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan. You're starting to get the picture here. We're talking about somebody who wants you to do a little more planning. She's learned that's how you do it. That's how she's been successful. She's got her own business, Bare Bones Biz, and also a franchise. She's a franchisor, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about that. Ellen, welcome back.
Hi. I love you. I love this show.
We love having you back,
Ellen. Amazing. Well, it's always fun. It's always fun. We challenge each other.
Why not?
Yeah, right?
If you can't have fun, let's just forget about it.
Yeah, we don't agree on everything. This is what's right in the world, right here.
That's where the spark comes from.
Yes, exactly. That's where the dynamic comes
from. That's right.
You don't get good if you only get good if everybody agrees with each other.
Steel hardens steel. That's what you got.
Yes.
Steel sharpens steel.
Yes.
I should say. So, okay, Ellen, I do a lot of shows in a year's time on franchising. Oftentimes, more often than not, it's from a franchisee standpoint, meaning helping people buy a franchise. But you're a real-life franchisor. You created a product. You're franchising it, and you're about to launch another one. What is it like being a franchisor? What does it take?
Well, this is also our unique experience. Everybody has a unique story. But this was ours. You know, I was with another franchise as an employee. I was with the franchisor. I was the president of Benjamin Franklin, the Punctual Plumber. And I had a great ride. And I left there about 12 years ago. And there were things I loved about franchising. And I made some mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, right, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I stewed on it a little bit. And I thought, if I were to do this again, how would I do it? What would we franchise? And I have a best friend who became my partner in the franchise. And we started noodling it. Okay, what if we found one of our clients? Because at that time, I'm a business consultant. So I didn't have in mind what the product or service was going to be yet. I just had the idea that I wanted to franchise and do it better, learning on the experiences that I had. So then Al Levy, who's an awesome business consultant, Al Levy and I are talking, and we said, well, let's do this. Let's identify one of our clients who has a company capable of franchising, and let's see what happens. That's
right.
As far as we get on it. And then, you know, just how things work, like, you know, the universe conspires for you, you know?
Right.
We got a call from one of our clients.
So it's kind of like a beta test, wasn't it?
Well, just that what kind of, it's all about systems. A franchise
mm-hmm.
is systems, a common flag, and a money exchange.
And scalability and repeatability.
Right, and I heard this from a great franchisor. He said it should be compelling, profitable, and scalable. All right, that's what you're looking for.
Yep.
So we get a call from Jim and Jason Crinetti. These are brothers with whom we'd worked, and they have a drain cleaning company.
Hmm.
And their drain cleaning company was pretty good. And so we get together and we say, you know what? If we get this pretty great, let's get the model center and the HQ rocking awesome. And then we'll be able to invite people here and say, look at it. Would you like your company to look like that?
Mm-hmm.
And so we spent a couple of years, you know, fine-tuning.
You didn't get in a hurry. You were patient. You didn't say you let the model be born on its own, didn't you? Let it gestate on its
yes.
own.
Yes.
Didn't
that
get,
was a, that
you
was
didn't say,
totally
you weren't driven
different.
By return. You were driven by quality.
The time before with Benjamin Franklin, I had no model, I had no manual, I had nothing, and we started selling them.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of the success of that organization, but the next time around, I thought,
mm-hmm.
I could do it different. You don't have to, you know, no wrong in any of it.
Right.
I just thought, why make myself nuts So we decided to refine the system. It's called Zoom Drain. We have locations in New England, Long Island, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Central Florida. There's two locations in Philly, and now we're going to be getting our next one. I'm going to knock on wood. I better not jinx it. They're supposed to sign tomorrow. Yeah, that'll be my sixth franchisee
seven
shop.
And I remember when it was a dream in her, eye, folks, on the show.
I know.
You talked
about
it on the show when you launched this thing. We got some archives back there. So congratulations on your sixth one. Folks, you just were treated to the essence of being a franchisor. So if you're thinking about that, if you've got something that you're thinking about scaling and you don't want to capitalize, you want to get a franchisee to help you with that, she just told you. Give us those three things again, Ellen.
You want it to be Charlie said,
yeah,
it's got to be compelling,
yep,
lucrative, and scalable.
Scalable, that's the thing.
Yeah.
A quick break, right back with Ellen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.